Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to the Elon Musk Podcast, the show that takes you on a thrilling journey into the mind of one of the world's most innovative and ambitious visionaries of our time. And in each episode, we'll explore the incredible achievements and audacious dreams of Elon Musk, the man behind groundbreaking ventures like Tesla, SpaceX, Neuralink, and The Boring Company. Now join us as we delve into the stories, challenges, and breakthroughs that have shaped his extraordinary career and discover how his relentless pursuit of innovation is shaping our world and beyond. And in our captivating series, you'll be inspired by Musk's unyielding determination to tackle humanity's most pressing problems and redefine the boundaries of what's possible. From revolutionizing the automotive industry with electric cars to reimagining space travel and colonizing Mars, we'll examine the motivations, inspirations, and insights that drive this modern-day pioneer. So fasten your seatbelts and prepare for a mind-expanding adventure that will challenge your perspective on the future and ignite your passion for his progress. And as we kick off today's episode of the Elon Musk Podcast, we're excited to discuss the recent developments surrounding SpaceX's Starship Mega Rocket, a game-changing project that has the potential to not only revolutionize space travel, but also alter the course of humanity's future. This incredible feat of engineering is the key to Musk's ambitious plans to establish human colonies on the moon and Mars. So let's dive into some details about the Starship program. Now, Elon Musk is a man of boundless ambition. And the CEO of Tesla and SpaceX, he seems to defy every limit put in front of him, always pushing the boundaries of what's possible. And his latest endeavor, the Starship, is no exception. He wants to launch the world's biggest, most powerful rocket, and then use it to take humans to the moon and then Mars. And after 10 years of development, Musk announced SpaceX is almost ready to attempt the maiden flight of its Starship Mega Rocket sometime in March. But what's the Starship, and why is it such a big deal? We'll take a deeper dive into the Starship, imagine what it is, how it works, and what it could mean for the future of space travel. Now, this is the tallest and most powerful rocket that's ever been built. And at a height of around 390 feet, Starship dwarfs other rockets. Engineers assemble the top and bottom parts of the rocket separately. The Starship is around 394 feet tall and 30 feet wide, according to SpaceX. It's not just any rocket. At 394 feet, it's taller than any other operational heavy lift launcher, including NASA's Saturn V and the Space Launch System. Its massive size is a significant feat of engineering. And Olivier Dewec, professor of aeronautics, astronautics, and engineering at MIT notes, quote, "A rocket that's twice as big is about eight times as challenging to build and test and fly than a rocket half its size." However, Starship is not only the tallest rocket ever created, but also the most powerful. The rocket generates over 17 million pounds of thrust, thanks to the super heavy booster, which packs a real punch. And the bottom part of the rocket, which is the booster, contains 33 Raptor engines, each generating 500,000 pounds of thrust. This is twice as powerful as NASA's SLS Mega Rocket Booster, which has 8.8 million pounds of thrust. And the rocket should be able to lift up to 250 plus metric tons of payload into orbit, 150 if the rocket is used in its reusable form, according to SpaceX's website. Now, this rocket is reusable, and it could possibly be the future of space exploration. Starship is designed to be reusable, meaning it should be able to come back to Earth intact, ready to be used again. And Musk believes that reusable rockets are the future of space travel, allowing companies to cut down on costs and time with each launch. And in 2021, SpaceX landed a reusable prototype of the Starship successfully. That's the part on top, the 150-ish foot tall rocket. The unmanned vehicle flew about 10 kilometers into the sky before coming back down and landing relatively safely on a landing pad around 6 minutes after takeoff at Boca Chica Starbase, Texas. Now, Musk has long touted the benefits of reusable rockets. In a tweet in 2018, he wrote, "Reusability is critical to making space travel affordable and accessible for humanity. The idea is simple. If a rocket can be reused, the cost of each launch goes down significantly, making space travel more accessible to more people. And in addition, reusable rockets could reduce the amount of space debris in orbit, which is becoming an increasingly significant problem." Now, they use Methalox for this rocket. There's a promise for this. There's a big future for this. Starship's mammoth thrust comes down to SpaceX's Raptor 2 engines, which uses a fuel called Methalox, a combination of methane and oxygen, and it pushes the rocket up into space. This is a very different type of fuel from SpaceX's other rockets, which use combination of kerosene and oxygen, or NASA's SLS rocket, which is fueled by oxygen and hydrogen. Methane is a molecule contains a less carbon than kerosene, which means that burning methane makes a lot less soot than burning kerosene. This is important because soot buildup can cause problems in rocket engines, particularly when they're designed to be reusable. But using methane, SpaceX can avoid some of these issues and potentially extend the life of its engines and its rockets. Methane is also more readily available on Mars, which is a key aspect of Musk's long-term vision for interplanetary travel. Now, another benefit of using Methalox is its higher specific impulse, which means that it can generate more thrust per unit of fuel. This makes the rocket more efficient and can lead to cost savings and increased payload capability in the future. Now, if you're interested in space travel, if you're interested in SpaceX, we have a Starship, basically a Starship-focused YouTube channel. It's called Space News Pod. It's youtube.com/@SpaceNewsPod. If you could go over there and please subscribe to the channel, I'd greatly appreciate it. And you'll get so many Starship videos from that channel. It's been around for about 4 years. I actually went down to Starbase, Texas for 10 years to cover the Starship rocket for the Space News Pod channel. So please take a second, go over there at Space News Pod on YouTube and hit the subscribe button. It's fun. I love it. So let's get back to more specifics about the Starship rocket. So there's more than just those benefits of the Methalox. It has a higher specific impulse, which means that it can generate way more thrust per unit of fuel than the other kinds of thrust fuel for the other rockets. Now, this makes the rocket more efficient and can lead to cost savings and increase payload capability in the future. Now, they want to send this rocket, or variants of this rocket, to the moon, Mars, and out into the solar system even further, possibly Jupiter, possibly even further than that. And we'll see what is rated for humans in the future with this rocket. They have ambitious plans for the Starship. The company has already won a $2.9 billion NASA contract to build the lunar version of the Starship, called the HLS, or the Human Landing System. And this vehicle will be used to ferry astronauts to the lunar surface as part of NASA's Artemis program. It's the first crewed lunar landing using the Starship HLS, and it'll be expected to take place sometime in the mid-2020s. Now, Artemis 2 is coming up in 2023, and Artemis 4 possibly, Artemis 2 is 2023, Artemis 3, 2026 possibly. Artemis 4 just got pushed back to about 2029, 2030. So in the next 5 years, we could possibly see a Starship on the moon. And in between landing people on the moon, And now we'll see a Starship HLS variant test article go to the moon. So a full Starship has to actually land on the moon so SpaceX can get this money from NASA. Now, Musk's ultimate goal is even more audacious: sending human beings to the red planet of Mars. He envisions a future in which humans can live and work on the red planet. And he believes that Starship is the key to making that dream a reality. By developing a rocket that is reusable, powerful, and fueled by resources that can be found on Mars, SpaceX is laying the groundwork for a sustained human presence on the planet. However, many challenges remain, including the development of life support systems, radiation protection, and propulsion technologies that can make the long journey to Mars feasible. But if there's one thing that Musk's career has shown, it's that he's not deterred by challenges. So this giant rocket will have a huge impact on the space industry. If they develop this rocket properly and successfully and launch the Starship, it could have a profound implication for the space industry. If SpaceX can prove that reusable Starships are not only possible but cost-effective, other companies and space agencies may be encouraged to follow suit. Now, this could lead to a new era of space exploration, which more countries would be involved, private companies would be involved, and people would be able to afford cheaper access to space. Now, in addition, SpaceX's massive payload capability could open up new possibilities for scientific research, satellite development, and even space tourism in the future. The ability to send large quantities of cargo and people into space could pave the way for space-based manufacturing, asteroid mining, and the construction of large-scale space habitats even bigger than the International Space Station. SpaceX's Starship represents a significant leap forward in rocket technology and the potential future of space travel. And it's huge. This towering size, impressive power, and ambitious goals have captured the imagination of people around the world. While challenges remain, the Starship's maiden flight marks a major milestone in the quest to make space travel more accessible and affordable. And if successful, the Starship could change the landscape of space exploration, opening up new possibilities for scientific research, space tourism, and even colonization of other planets. As we stand on the cusp of a new era in space travel, it's impossible not to be excited about what the future holds. Now, thank you so much for listening to the show today. I appreciate all of your time and all of your support. And also, if you could take a second and hit the follow or subscribe button on whatever podcast platform that you're listening on right now, I'd greatly appreciate it. So if you like SpaceX, if you like Elon Musk, if you like Twitter, if you like Tesla and everything Elon Musk does, please take a second and hit that subscribe button. That's how we keep this show going. We also have a Patreon, patreon.com/stage0. That's patreon.com/stage0. You get the episode a day early and without ads. So again, Space News Pod on YouTube. You can hit the subscribe button there. Also here on whatever podcast platform you're listening on, and also patreon.com/stage0. Thank you so much for listening to the Elon Musk podcast today. Appreciate you. And I'll see you in the next one. Take care.